أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I'm Abdul Rayyan Peterson, the head boy of Islamia College 2023, Alhamdulillah. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjidul Furqan, and the extended family, we'd like to wish the Jama'ah Jumu'ah Mubarak, and we welcome everyone back to the new academic year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a blessed week ahead, inshallah, ameen. Today, it is truly my honor to welcome and introduce the guest speaker for today, who is also the CEO of Islamia College, none other than Sheikh Sadullah Khan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة ثم إلينا ترجعون وقال الله تعالى واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور صدق الله العلي العظيم In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam is the emissary, the final emissary of all the prophets whom Allah sent, prophets who came as models of excellence and as guides for all of humanity till the end of time. I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this auspicious hour of Jumu'ah in this beautiful house of Allah, especially elders, brothers, sisters, educators, learners, ulama, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Today is the third day of the new 2023 academic year. It's also a major day in the lives of all matric learners and parents of 2022. It is the day of the announcement of the matric results, a much anticipated day. A day when the uncertainty of the results may cause emotions to run high, and of course, it's natural to feel tense, to feel on edge, nervous, worried, anxious, especially on this results day, since these results could determine whether a student, your son or daughter, could attend their chosen career path or their preferred college or university during this coming academic year. For those who have done well, mabruk, congratulations. May Allah open the avenues for your higher academic success. I just wish to inform you, alhamdulillah, that at Islamia College, to which this mosque is attached, we had, of course, at the school, the high school that we have here, we have 731 learners. And all these 731 learners from grade 7 to matric, to grade 11, in fact, everyone of the grade 7 to 11 learners, each and everyone has passed. As regards the matrics in particular, there was a 99.3% pass rate, which means out of the 139 people who wrote, 138 have passed. 17 of those students attained A aggregate. A number of them are also Hafiz al-Quran. There was 186 subject distinctions. And we must remember, these matriculants in particular were part of those who experienced an unprecedented pandemic, which neither we nor our parents and perhaps our great-grandparents may have experienced 1919, but they survived the pandemic, distance learning, hybrid learning, social distancing, having classes online, having no classes for some time, and despite all of that, alhamdulillah, this is the result they have produced. So Mubarak to the learners, Mubarak to the parents, Mubarak to the teachers and the educators who have facilitated this, Mubarak to those who are in charge of the school, the administration, the board of trust, the governing council, all of those who have ensured that despite the challenges, unprecedented challenges, by the way, we were able to continue with schooling, to manage what we could, and produce this kind of matric results. Allah be pleased, may Allah be blessed, and may Allah bless all of us, and may Allah grant us that we can motivate the students who are new students here, who are not experiencing the same kind of challenges, may they be motivated to greater heights, inshallah. But for those who have done well, mabruk, congratulations, and may Allah open the avenues to you for higher academic success. As for those who may not have done as well, because don't forget, there are many other schools, and all the students are like our children, more particularly the Muslim schools, but even those who are not in Muslim schools. All the learners experience the challenge of the results, and we wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paves the way for them for success. So all those who have done well at our school and every other school, mabruk, congratulations, may Allah open the avenues for higher academic success. As for those who may not have done as well as they have wished, may Allah grant you the capacity to reflect, to engage your situation realistically, and then prioritize what needs to be done to pursue the career that you eventually wish to pursue. Also at the same time, reflect on alternate colleges to your preferred one, or consider improving your results for reapplication to university for another year. Because it's fundamentally significant to realize that the result in an exam is significant, it's important, but the result is an indicator of a limited performance. It does not define your success as a human being. It's part of a tick-off in your life, but it does not define yourself totally if you have not done as well. Remember, matric results mark the end of school days, not the end of your potential. As I always say, a bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to take the turn. So my advice to parents in particular, and this can be a very crucial time, as much as we are celebrating in our school, there are parents here whose children may not be at the school, or who may not have performed so well, or you may have family members whose children haven't performed optimally. My advice, and this is a very serious advice, if your child is academically inclined, a low grade even in a test, even in the pass, may cause in them disappointment. Don't add shame to it. For children who excel in sports, for example, even coming second or third is not good enough. So a below par performance can be overwhelming. It can be devastating for your son or for your daughter, especially when they've tried their best. So do not add to the dilemma by shaming them, insulting them, or humiliating them, because it does not solve anything. And it may in fact worsen the situation. It may exacerbate the situation without bringing any positive consequence. Biomedical researchers have found a direct association between attempted suicides and academic performance. In fact, the British Guardian recently reported that research by psychologists suggests, or in fact, the research clearly indicates that suicide among young people peak around the time of examination or the release of results of examination. So react to results with great sensibility. I'm urging parents, react to results with great sensibility and great sensitivity. Sometimes if they've done well, they've done their best. And some parents say, well, your brother had 5 A's, you got 4 A's. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. Validate them. appreciate them. They did what they could do under difficult circumstances, different circumstances perhaps, different aptitudes, different abilities. Validate them to deal with this with great sensibility and sensitivity. Acknowledge achievements. Validate your children. Reprimand and sternly reprimand if needs be, where advice is necessary. But never humiliate nor belittle your loved ones or their efforts. It is important for us to acknowledge and understand their feelings of frustration, their disappointments, before trying to help them and force them to bounce back. Act as a role model for how to respond to setbacks and disappointments. Your children need to know that life doesn't always go as planned. Remember, life, all of it, is a test. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You know, the whole of life. We get tested with things that are seemingly positive or seemingly negative. We are tested with that which is pleasant. Sometimes things are unpleasant. Sometimes things that are joyful. Sometimes things that are hurtful. This part of the test of life. But remember, Allah never tests us beyond our capacity. So facilitate the test. And the test is not only in the times of difficulty, even in the time of celebration. Be very cautious, even for the students. You made so much dua the night before exam. If you have done well, don't forget to say shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget to keep the same consciousness, because the end of the year, if you are in university, you will write again. You'll go for a job in 3-4 years. You'll make the dua again. Life is a continuous process, and you're going through different phases. And do remember, this is one of the major phases of your life. Keep that in mind. But also for us as parents, like Luqman the wise, Al-Hakim advised, wasbir ala ma asabak, inna dhalika min azmi al-umur. Advise them to patiently persevere the challenges that they may go through. Because patiently persevering and being resilient is a positive response. It requires firm determination, and it's a matter of great fortitude. Your empathy, O parent, O uncle, O guardian, your empathy will make it easier for your child to process their feelings, and more importantly, learn from their shortcomings and motivate them to try again. Motivation is important. If they've done well, motivate them, encourage them, validate them. If they haven't done so well, if they require to be spoken to sternly, do so, but without humiliation, without taking away from them the willpower to be motivated and to be inspired. When we reflect on the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we realize that it was his single-minded devotion, his focus on hope and his trust in Allah that brought success to his mission. And they were very often outnumbered. They were very often in a situation of dire straits. But by the grace of Allah, it was his positive attitude, his inspirational approach, his hopeful attitude, his merciful character that raised people to live according to their highest potential. I want to give an example regarding someone who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person came begging. Now we know that we are discouraged completely from begging. You know, and there are numerous ahadith about this, and the Rasul said, you know, man ista'affa a'affallahu an, wa man ista'na aghnallahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith documented in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, whoever would abstain from begging, asking people, Allah will make him, in other words, abstinent from their needs. And whoever acts independently and tries to be independent as far as possible, Allah will make such a person self-sufficient. So why I'm giving this example is, someone came to Rasulullah regarding a negative situation. First of all, you're not supposed to be begging. But the Rasul did not do that. This, I'm talking about students who may have done well or something like that, or as well as you wanted them to do. So you don't begin with an attack and say, look here, this is not on, or you can't beg, why are you begging? Because the very fact that he's begging, that means he's in need. Somehow society may have failed him, his family may have failed him, circumstances may have failed him. So before we pontificate and go to the hadith about not begging, look at the prophetic approach. Because very often we use the hadith like that. There's a hadith about not begging. Yes, but did the Rasul turn away the beggar? So I want to give an example how in negative situation the Prophet was positive and empowering and then reminding afterwards, try not to do this after having helped the person. A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, he was always inspiring, always motivating. His mu'ashara, dealing with society, was manifested in how he encouraged people, how he enabled and empowered people. And so I, he had this unique capacity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to respond most appropriately to a person experiencing a particular challenge. He did not treat everybody the same. He was equal in his dealing with people, but he analyzed the situation and responded most appropriately. Therefore, he not only preached what was best, he manifested what was best, and did not only give ideas, but also gave fulfillment to those ideas. So Anas bin Malik reports, in documented in the Sunan of Abu Dawud, that a person came to the Prophet from the Ansar, the person not named, and he was begging. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, don't you have anything in the house? The man replied that he had some stuff, that, you know, but he has no food and no money and so on. The Prophet said, go home and you mention one of the things that you got is a piece of cloth and you got some cutlery or a wooden bowl or something, bowls. Can you bring it to me? The Prophet said, and he did so. He came back and said to Rasulullah, this is what I have. And Rasul said, wait. He went into the market and Rasulullah said, who will purchase this? Who will purchase this? Someone said, okay, I'll take it for 10 dirham. And he got a better price. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then sold it to the people who wanted to buy it. And then he told the person, take some of the money and see to your family, the profit that you made, and some of the money you go and buy an axe. So the Prophet, the man went and he came back. And he came with an axe. But he said, ya Rasulullah, I got an axe. But no, the axe is damaged. Look at the prophetic approach. First of all, you're begging. You're not supposed to beg. Now I'm helping you. Now you come back and you say, you bought an axe, but the axe, maybe the money was little, so you couldn't buy a nice axe. So the Prophet said to him, look, bring it here. Let me see. And the Prophet fixed the handle of the axe. The axe was okay, but the handle wasn't proper. So the thing wasn't really working. Axe doesn't work with a proper handle on it. And the Rasul personally, according to the hadith, documented by Abu Dawood, fixed the handle himself and he told the man, now you go and also chop some wood and whatever you can do and then make some, come back to me after so many days and then, you know, when you make some profit selling the wood or whatever, then you come back to me. And the man came back after the 15 days or so, ya Rasulullah, I'm now self-sufficient. I'm now able to see to my family and I got an income from this. And the Rasul then says, if one of you, هذا خير لك من أن تجيء المسألة. This is better and more honorable for you than begging from people. He didn't begin with that. He empowered him in a negative situation and then said, you see, this is better. Similar with our students. Someone did good, acknowledge that. Don't belittle the achievements. Don't compare if they didn't get all 6 A's and your neighbor got 6 A's. Good luck to them. Be happy for them. They did the best they could. Allah doesn't test you more than you can bear. Why do you want to do that for your own children or for other people? However, if they didn't do the best that they could, and you know they have a potential, then advise them, encourage them, stand in the warning with them, but don't belittle their efforts or themselves. So we see from this, the Prophet not only preached, he manifested what he preached. He didn't only give ideas, but he realized those ideas. Here we see how an incentivized beggar was personally helped by Rasulullah to become self-sufficient. As for the students, those who have completed the matric and those who are here, alhamdulillah, after the pandemic, this is the first time I think that we're having all the students here for Jum'ah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And of course, just to have about 200-300 students here and the behavior, I must commend them, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them, may Allah reward them for the etiquette of maintaining the etiquette of the masjid. Sometimes being in the masjid after a whole day at school and it's hot and so on, and still behaving in the manner that you are, may Allah bless you for that, keep it that way. So, treasure every opportunity that comes your way. Value every day that you have and let no time be lost. Learn from those who did well. Check those who may not have done so well, what could they have done differently? And remember, don't let your days be the same. Let every day be an opportunity for improvement. Man istawa yawmahu fa maghbun. If two of your days is the same, then one day was wasted. Always find something to improve, to enhance, to further. So every day is an opportunity for improvement. And realize that your time is limited. Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb aw aabir sabeel. We are like strangers or passing by. Make every moment count. Yes, we'll do matric. Yes, inshallah, we'll get a job. Then we'll get married. And we'll do that. Inshallah. It may come. It may not. Life may take curtail us in some ways. After a life itself, remember that time is our most valuable capital. It's our most valuable capital. In fact, time is the measure of life. And wasting time is wasting of life. La tasubbu ad-dahr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So do what needs to be done for our learners and the parents who are advising the learners and overseeing the learners and the teachers. Do the best you can. Avoid procrastination. One of the biggest problems with achievement in academics or other achievement is procrastination. We don't do what needs to be done when it's supposed to be done. And when we delay it, it becomes problematic. As we always say, when you delay things that need to be done, the easy things become difficult, and difficult things may become impossible. Some people are overwhelmed, are unsure of where to start. Even those who have done well, what do I do? Where do I go? Or if I want to improve, how do I improve? And this prevents many people from starting at all. They're so preoccupied with the negativity of the uncertainty of the journey. Some look at the destination or the end result and are so overcome by where they're supposed to be or where they want to be that they freeze. They become stagnant. They remain where they are. You cannot cross the ocean by remaining on the beach. Otherwise, you will remain on the shore and never reach your destination. We should realize, all of us, that life really happens at the level of action. Not so much at the level of thought, neither at the levels of circumstance, which does affect our life, nor at the level of emotion. Ideas, beliefs, prayers, mission, vision, all these provide platforms for building the stages of our life. But we've got to put our own act together. Remember the hadith of Rasul? Tie your camel and then depend upon Allah. عقلها وتوكل على الله. So you got to put your own act together. Your achievement is by your effort. For those who are studying, study hard. For those who are teaching, teach your best. For those who are parents and guardians, facilitate the capacity. Create an environment. Very often there are children who are not studying at home because the parents are fighting. Alhamdulillah, in our Muslim situations, very often you don't have what you have in other situations where there's drunkenness and drugs and so on. Of course, it happens in all homes, potential to happen in all homes. But alhamdulillah, we are safe from that because of our Islam. But still there are homes that you may find like that. So they become victims of your circumstances, become victims of your evil. You are divorced or broken up, may Allah bless you and guide you to what is best. They are the victims of some of those things. And then they have to go through all of that. Remember, all of these things are difficult. And sometimes they bear the burden of things that are not their responsibility. So I beg you, O parents, ideas, beliefs, prayers, missions, visions, all of these are nice. You can put it on paper and so on. It provides building blocks for the stages of life. But you've got to put your own act together. Be the architect of your life. Some people attribute to Maulana Rumi, and Allah knows best. Oh Allah, let us not be of those content to see what will happen, but grant us the determination to make the right things happen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us with success in our efforts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have done well. May Allah open the avenues for them, inshallah, to greater heights as global citizens who can become people who can benefit society at large. And those who have not done so well, just take the bend in the road. It's not the end. The freeway is still there. And let parents be encouraging in that regard as well. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I've just been asked here just to re-read the results. Just to inform you that the entire high school at Islamia here, we had 731 learners, of the 731 learners, except for one person, the entire school passed. We had 99.3% pass rate in matric. In other words, of the 139 people who wrote matric last year, 138 passed. Of the students, there was 186 subject distinctions. 186 subject distinctions, and alhamdulillah, 17 students attained an A aggregate. May Allah bless them. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for affording us the board, the trust, the governing council, all of us, the family, for allowing us to be agents of goodness, inshallah, in facilitating such success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant success to all the efforts of all institutions, inshallah, and may Allah guide us to do what is best today, tomorrow, and every day thereafter. Shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I've said in the past, it's only when the results come out that I come here to speak and congratulate the students. On behalf of Masjid al-Quran Furqan's community, the Musallis, and the committee trustees, we would first of all like to welcome the student family back to the masjid. This masjid, when it was built primarily for the students because it's part of the Islamia College campus. And we, the Musallis, are very fortunate to co-share this masjid with the students. So it's a very exciting day. It's a very privileged day. It's a day which we are so happy that you, the students, both the boys and the girls, the young men and the young women, are back with our family. Thank you very much. And we'll appreciate that you come to the masjid, use it. It's your facility. Also on behalf of Masjid al-Furqan, all of us here, the committee, the trustees, we congratulate the matriculants for an excellent result, par excellent result. And you've got to understand that these students not only do so-called secular subjects, they do Islamic studies also, they do Quran studies, they do fiqh, and the masjid and the school is used for students who do hifz. And there was a graduation of Hufaz that took place towards the end of last year. Over 20 boys and girls qualified as Hafiz, and a number of them have matriculated. So to the 2022 matriculation class, thank you very much. You make us proud that you're part of us. To the committee, board of governors, and to the trustees of Islamia College, a job well done. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
We say Jazakallahu khairan to Sheikh Sadullah Khan for that beautiful reminder to all of us. And we say shukran to Brother Ahmed Johan, who is also a committee member of Masjid al-Furqan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them both many more years filled with happiness and strength, inshallah. Amen. Today, Islamia College has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah. The first adhan will be led by Saifullah Oliver, and the second adhan will be led by Abdullah Palika. The Salah will be led by Hafiz Muhammad Bashir Ful, who also led the Taraweeh Salah at Thornton Masjid for the past 3 years. I would like to ask all three learners to please stand so we can see who they are. Shukran. We'd like to ask all Musallis to please stand and fill any gaps so that no time is wasted between the Salah and the Khutbah. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة ثم إلينا ترجعون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من استوى يوماه فهو مغبون أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا واجبرنا واهدنا وعافنا واعف عنا وانصرنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة
Just straighten the rows, with فضلك, fill all the gaps. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Try to make the rows as tight as possible.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.